All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual set to compete on what was an already loaded BYB 19 event, but adding a fourth title fight to the Fistic fireworks. There we've got Andre Ewell and Carlos Alessandre stepping into the mighty Trigon, and for the vacant BYB welterweight championship, no less. Great having Andre on the show to talk a bit about this fight as we kind of head into the Fistic fireworks here, as I was saying. How's your day going there, Andre? You having a good one so far?
So far, yes. You know, and one, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure. And to top it off, yeah, my morning's kind of moving in the right direction, bonding with my boy. And, you know, what else can you honestly ask for? How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing well, man. Can't complain. Talking to some fighters. I had a big fight, so a good day in my estimation.
And there it is. That's fireworks. And then you got fireworks in the making coming in the next, 2 to 3 weeks? Even more. Everything's it's automatically spontaneous.
Yeah, no doubt, man. And I guess I'm just kind of curious because this is a very interesting fight in certain regards, just being that it's a bit of a return after the Team Combat League tenure and it being the sophomore bare knuckle boxing bout. Like, how has this camp differed as compared to maybe the first one? Like, were there certain lessons learned in between the first fight and what you're, you know, readying to do with this effort here?
Well, like you stated, the first one, you know, it was only like a 7 second thing, and I know they're trying to mark me down for 17 seconds, but it's seven seconds, you know. Granted, as in just the having the welcoming party for me, I guess you could end up saying, was automatically amazing, but for this one, it ends up becoming more spectacular because it's a lot. Basically, it's one of those, a lot of things that's on the table, and I'm going up against a really tough opponent. At the same time, you know, he's one of those guys that actually sit at the heavier class but coming down to fight me. So it ends up making a lot of sense for what's going to happen for the show and what they're trying to do with the show. And like I stated, from the whole Team Combat League, of me moving from there to here into basically a five-round championship bout, you know, with no gloves where the gloves will be off. So it kind of ends up becoming very much made for me, as in the show was just for me, because I'm basically the only one that actually had the gloves on for this whole year type of a deal. So, hey, let me go ahead and take them off and make magic with Carlos. Kind of makes, you know, it's one of those center points of amazingness. So that's where I'm at with it.
Yeah, and such an interesting kind of dynamic here, because like you illustrated, I mean, the debut effort was just lightning quick. So as much as this is a sophomore effort, like, did you collect certain intel or maybe familiarity being in the Trigon the first time out, or is this effort in a certain regard almost going to allow you to, like, really, I guess, fully get your legs under you, for lack of a better way to phrase it?
We could say get ready to get the lights under me fully away. Just practicing that my style of play, it's really, like, you know, the people end up understanding and watching me in the first, my first rounds, or just in my whole Team Combat League with everything, is that I'm kind of like there up in front of you, you know, and using the space that need to be used. So with this one, it kind of comes out into that moment where what type of style or what type of person that you're going to end up getting, because you already know I'm very much with the violence and I'm entertaining with the violence, and violence is basically one of my best friends. So this kind of ends up debuting my road. The Trigon really going to end up being like for me, you know, with a tough and hittable opponent.
Yeah, and definitely a lot to talk about with the fight, but I thought I'd quickly touch on the, you know, Team Combat League efforts, because definitely seemed like an interesting kind of framework that they established, and kind of integrating yourself well into that loaded, you know, welterweight roster there, and everything like that, and having, you know, quite a few fights under that banner, just getting that first round finish in your first go around and then going the distance in the next few. What was the, I guess, totality of that experience like? It seemed like you were definitely active from April to June there competing, and seemed like a fun concept too, like team-based combat, 18 rounds of 3 minute action and everything of that sort. So can you talk about all that maybe?
Oh, yeah, definitely. One, I see you doing your homework. Look at you. I see you. with the whole Team Combat and everything, it was, the league, it was amazing. It was exciting, and the factors in the training and just the fact that in every week there's going to be action and automatically centerfold with people that actually know what they're doing, that are automatically specifically basically toned into hands and hands only, you know? And I ended up having the chance to work with, like, the best of the best or upcoming future boxers and stuff like that. The moment of them honestly just giving me the opportunity to be able to move with those people or just able to sit and see other people end up moving in those directions. Like, you know, you get 18 rounds and you get 1 to 2 rounds when you get to perform. It's like, you know, Ahmed, he put a lot of things together, and that's where he ends up getting points with me because he gave me the chance, you know, a UFC vet that's moved into bare knuckle, basically trying to work his way back up to the top and be seen and known, and he gave me that platform to be able to do that on there. And so, just with the mindset of one where it's the style and or the gameplay of how they is really 100% suited for me. You know, it's, be honest, let's be honest, like if you see all my UFC fights or all my fights, it's normally a bang in the first round. I always end up giving a show in the first round, and then the second to third, it's me giving you whatever else I have left, you know? So with that, able to move from the Team Combat League into back into the bare knuckle with a tough opponent that, you know, that I know that I'm gonna put on a show, and I know he's gonna try to put on a show. So it ends up fitting really, you know, fits perfectly. The fact is in that I get to take those one rounds that I was doing and somehow turn them into making it a 5 round with my opponent. I gotta make magic. So meaning I have to treat every round with the urgency of, one, I don't want to get hurt, I don't want to get hit, I don't want to get cut. By the other side is, who wants to go jump in a fight and play it safe? I don't ever want to play anything safe. I actually want to put on a show and finish the fight if I got to. And if I can do that in the first 7 seconds, I'm going to do it, you know? So it's from Team Combat, that's what they end up showing you. It's the fact is in that it's your time to shine now. And that's the mindset that you have to have, is to have that mindset of, I want to be the man today and at this moment, not in the next 12 rounds or 4 rounds or 3 rounds. Stuff like that. It's simple for mindset people like alpha males like myself. That's why I kind of place. And yes, I clap my hands right now.
Yeah, for sure. And I would think it would just be exciting through the lens of like fighters, you know, categorically being independent contractors. Like, you actually get these opportunities to go and fight in a different discipline. And I know you have the MMA kind of backstory and history, as we were talking about a bit earlier, so I would take this big opportunity for a title next.
True. It is true, and that's just like how you end up placing it, where it's the mindset and the mind frame of things are moving forward, and for me to have that time off, and that's kind of like what I was ended up looking at it when I ended up jumping in the whole Team Combat League and everything. It's, what am I doing on the, you know, the little break to end up building my name and automatically building highlights for me. And at the end of the day, you jump on Team Combat, you'll see me and what I was doing to the opponents that I was going up against, you know? And then you'll end up seeing those opponents' futures end up blowing up even bigger, and it's always going to be something that, hey, Andre Ewell ended up fighting that guy, or Andre, you know, jumped into the ring with that person and he did what he did best. Because you got to think about this, UFC vet jumps up in there in a boxing ring, ain't supposed to be doing what I was supposed to be doing. Not knowing that I had a boxing background, but I wasn't supposed to do what I was supposed to do. Just like when I jump in the bare knuckle, I'm not supposed to do what I'm supposed to be doing. And I'm lighting things up. I am bringing noise to something that I'm doing. You know, just like this, if you go to BKFC type of deal, the names that will end up highlighting the most is going to be Mike Perry, because kid from a UFC background and he jumped up in there for violence type of deal, you know? And so it's one of those things. And then you got me that doing the same thing, because I look better than Mike Perry, just let's be real. You know, BYD baby. To the top.
Yeah, and I mean, you talk about, you know, wanting BYB to go to the top. And I mean, when we were talking last time, you were mentioning how you were endeavoring to, you know, be like a pretty prolific figure in this sport, like wanting to be either like a Deontay Wilder or even like Roy Jones of bare knuckle. And I kind of got the vibe when you were saying that, that it was more from maybe a stylistic kind of sense, but maybe also in terms of profile and resume. So I guess in just saying all of that, how much would capturing this title here serve in that effort to kind of have that sort of resume and I guess level of acclaim that you're hoping for in bare knuckle?
Oh, 100, 100. And, you know, that mindset, again, goes back to that mindset. It's that, you know, it's like when you bring up BYB, my name should be popping out. Like, you know, if it's not, I'm not doing my job. You know, when you bring up BYB, it should be my face that pops up, you know. And then if it's not, I'm not doing my job. And don't get me wrong, it's not me taking talent from all the other, or not taking shine from everybody else, but everybody else have their own jobs at what they're doing and why they're shining the way that they're shining. Just like me, I am shining the way that I'm shining because of what I'm doing. I'm doing extra stuff on the outside. Like, heck, take all that away, what am I? I am a father to my son, you know? And if you start adding things, you start seeing, okay, this father that's, you know, trying to be the perfect dad is building something for him to be able to walk into in the future, you know? It's all about, like, honestly, connections. Like, you know, it's like it could be a chance in the next, I'll say probably when my boy turns 18, so in the next 15 years, you could be talking to him, you know, holding a full conversation about what's next for him and what he's going to end up doing. And that'll be me paving the way for that, you know? So it's little small things like that. And that's where when I ended up bringing like Roy Jones and everybody else to the spotlight, that's how there is. Or that's just how it is. Like, can you picture Roy Jones, you know, child had a, you know, ended up wanting to fight. It's that legacy that goes and says, are you going to still fulfill the same thing that your dad did, you know? I thought, like, boy, he's going to have a lot of doors open to him where he can do whatever heck that he wants. And even if it ain't fighting, you know, I'm still going to have his back for him, whatever he wants to do. But if he does decide to fight, hey, he knows he got BYB, UFC, you know, Team Combat League, karate combat. Like, no matter how you look at it, you can end up doing whatever the heck that he wants. And that's always going to be my goal and everything that's going to end up pushing forward from now, you know, blow up.
It's interesting you brought that up because I feel like I've noticed that a bit on your social media, like your son getting into the training and stuff like that. That must be cool for you to see, like as much as you were outlining there, like if he gets older and develops a totally like different divergent kind of interest, you'll follow along and, you know, support that too. But it must be fun kind of seeing him get out there and kind of have some fun in the gym and all.
Because it'd be like those moments where it just gives me like little shivers. It's like butterflies in a way when I end up seeing him, or just, you know, when he does something and it's like, oh, you know, that's my boy. It's little small things like that, especially since he has, you know, his mom that's 100% with him doing this. Granted that she wants to just throw him in the fire with all this other stuff, but it's like we got to take small steps to get to where you want him to be, you know? And the thing is, he's catching on to it, and he's actually loving it. And it's not like it's not me forcing it. That's the best part about it, because you know, there's that ages where kids just don't want to do nothing, or you know, they want to keep to their video games and stuff like that. And it's just like kids. He knows that it's work when he comes with me, and he sits there, he watches me move, he watches my teammates move, you know. And then after that, he knows it's time for him to honestly work, and it's like. And does not give out that, he doesn't become combative about the situation. He actually enjoys it because he has a chance and time to shine, you know? So every time that he ends up doing it, or just him witnessing it, or just happy to drive with me to work, it's mind-blowing and heart-melting in so many ways.
Yeah, I mean, I love to hear that level of insight. Like, is he, I mean, he seems pretty young. Is he kind of starting to realize what you do in a more comprehensive way, though? Like, does he know that, I mean, you were saying, like, in a gym context, he knows that it's work, but I guess I mean more in, like, the competitive career kind of sense, I suppose.
Definitely, because one of the Team Combat League fights that I was on, or that I ended up fighting, I was fighting with Charles. He's on the New York team, and we're going at it. And my son, which was back at home, watching on YouTube the whole time, you know, the whole thing with his mom and some of his cousins and everything. And all you hear him is, "That's my dad. That's my dad." you know, verbally speaking this out. That's my dad. My dad, you know? And there's an extended version that people ended up getting, and it's like, my dad, he's doing, he, you know, my daddy can fight. Like, you know, it's one of those things. So he'll end up doing other videos or other little clips of him, like, hitting a little ball or a bag or whatever the case is, and he'd be like, yeah, just like my dad. Too easy. And walk away. Like, little small little clips like that that he does. So it's like, he's grasping and the understanding that what I do, my work is my job, and that I love what I'm doing, and that he's loving because he knows that I love it, so he's also loving it. It's like one of those, like, you know, give and take type of deal. It's like when he's interested in things where I end up, like, argument's sake, he ends up telling me that he beat somebody on his iPad, right? Daddy, I ended up beating this person. I look at him. And he'll be like, oh, really? Tell me how. He explains it. He gets into full detail. And then as he gets into full detail, he even starts mimicking everything. And then as he's mimicking it, or, you know, showing me a little cosplay of what's happening, and it's like, oh, all right. He knows that I'm into it because it's my boy teaching me something, you know? And it's my boy letting me know that he's understanding and learning and he's growing. So when he ends up seeing me fight, it's him growing and he ends up understanding what's happening and he's grasping it, you know? So it's nothing older, you know, it's nothing new to him because it's something that's very familiar in so many ways. So, digging into it, I'm enjoying every second that I'm showing him the ropes. And, you know, and at the same time, at that age, I know a lot of people feel like at age 3, you know, it might be a little too early, but if they've been around it for so long, 3 is not too early. Now it's just them understanding, I got to do this to be able to do that, or I can do this and I can do that, you know. It's like, hey, you don't have to, you know, use the toilet, we'll get you the snack. So he understands, okay, I got to do this so I can get that. You know, all right, hey, you got to hit the bag, you get this bag, you get this snack, okay, you go ahead and hit the bag. And, you know, and it's little small things that he's like, he's comprehending. So it's everything in his life right there.
Well, I love hearing that, man, just him learning and really, you know, getting so involved with everything and talking about how you're also learning and he gets to kind of see that growth. And this will be a next interesting one for him to see for sure. I guess I'm kind of curious because obviously in your MMA endeavors, you claimed bantamweight gold with CES and everything. And I was seeing an article where you actually shouted out that Denise Paiva fight as your favorite of all time. But just considering what we've been talking about with like BYB and the growth they've been having, like, could this title victory almost supersede that as far as like a favorite career fight if you get your desired outcome here?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because just the fact that then, one, me doing this and me winning the title, it become a marker as in the first UFC fighter to do it, think about that, and then now, or, you know, vet to do that, and then on top of that, it comes down to, like, my history as in, I'm supposed to be done, I'm supposed to be retired, everybody, you know, shouted me, or basically counted me out, you know, I'm not supposed to be here right now. You know, a lot of people gave up on me. A lot of people done so much. So for me to work my way back in or back up to the top, winning this title that will basically catapult me on that level, it's going to end up turning so many other haters that, you know, that was hating on me or, you know, whatever the case you want to call it, you'll end up giving them a little bit more of a salty look with me smiling at the end. Because, you know, and I'm not saying, like, you know, just people in general or just, actually, I'm saying people in general and, you know, exes and whatever the case is or people that felt that they're behind me or wish they was or tried to, but as soon as I start failing, they run off, you know, I can end up name calling all of it. But in reality, this right there is going to catapult me to where I need to end up being and be able to showcase what's, you know, what is what. Like the hard work that people ended up telling me that I wasn't supposed to do it. And I end up pushing that level into so many other things. Like, hey, when I end up jumping in the old Team Combat League, you know, when I was jumping in there, I was the older guy. Like, you know, I am not supposed to be here. It's one of those things. But I turned my violence into art. And my art is violence. It's one of those things where it's strategically soundproofed and moving in directions that need to be moved. And that's where I'm at.
Yeah, in terms of this next opponent where you're going to kind of get to collaborate with on an artistic project, as it were. I mean, I'm curious to get your thoughts on him because it seems like when you were talking about Carlos Alessandre earlier, you were crediting him as a great, you know, reputable opponent. But just curious in terms of, like, does that represent, like, a certain level of tape study that's been going on leading into this? And if so, what kind of better, like, stylistic attributes have you noticed from him that he brings to the mighty Trigon?
Well, one, he's from Brazil, so I know everybody from Brazil, they get nothing but love from me. I always give them love, you know, especially since my debut was with Aaron Brown out there, and how heart-holding that they are about, you know, striking and fights and stuff like that. So he gets that, and then on top of that, his fight with Desmond, you know, that was a really good, legit, and fun fight, you know. That right there, you know, and it, like, shows, you know, where things are, because, you know, even, you know, Green, he ended up having his fights, like, you know, in certain big areas and big platforms and stuff like that, and he went toe-to-toe with that guy, you know, five rounds at that. And then, you know, so it goes back into his fights, where it's not only that he did MMA and everything, that, you know, it's the striking. The guy has legit striking, you know, and now on top of that, he's willing to come down back to 45 to meet me at 45 when he just got done fighting Desmond at 50, you know, or 55 is one of the two, 50 or 155. But it's there. So he ends up getting mad respect off on that just alone, you know. And on top of that, as soon as I ended up tagging him on the whole, you know, on our poster of saying, you know, let's put on a fireworks show type of deal, he ended up responding with, hey, I respect you and everything else. You can't end up giving out bad karma with somebody that ends up respecting, you know, because I already gave out the respect by end up tagging him, and he responded, because he could have easily just went off and said, hey, F you, da-da-da-da-da, you know, but he didn't do that. He kept it, like, legit. And granted, I know words are probably going to end up being exchanged, you know, to hype it up and to build the fight. But at the end of the day, when we're in there, it's going to end up showing nothing but respect, because, you know, people end up that share the ring with me, Octagon, Triad, however you end up looking at it, they automatically get respect from me, no matter what the opponent is or what the opponent ended up doing, unless I really, really dislike you. And there's only probably two people at this moment that I would honestly fight in there and not give them no type of respect. But besides that, that's here nor there. So there you go. Nothing but respect to Uncle Carlos.
Are those individuals you mentioned people you could possibly fight in the mighty Trigon, or maybe not so much?
One of them, it's a possibility, but that one would most likely be a murder case type of deal. So, but the other one, he in the UFC, and it all comes down to this. If I end up going to the show next weekend, it's going to be off on the side. It's going to be one of those type of deals, you know, because... yeah, that's here nor, you know, so yeah, that's on one of those situations. So him and I already know basically what's up, and it's going to kind of be like one of those. But the guy that might be in the Trigon in the future, that one's going to probably be a catch weight, or, you know, drown them, or whatever the case is. But it will be clout when I'm punching him in the face, to be honest. And he might actually show up at the Miami one, to be honest. So you might see a fight on the outside.
Well, it's kind of curious, because I was going to actually ask something kind of in that vein, because you mentioned the Henan Barao fight earlier, and you fought, you know, Patchy Mix in the past, and I was seeing a previous article where you challenged Uriah Faber because you really, I guess, valued the resume and the name. So, like, are some of these prospective opponents, like, not overlooking this fight, obviously, but do some of those prospective opponents you're sort of alluding to here, like, you're not quite naming them, which, like, that's fine, obviously, but, like, is that... like, is this pair of opponents that would represent something like that would represent a formidable kind of challenge and a name that'll kind of get people talking a bit?
For the one that might show up as in the Trigon, he is probably going to be no clout on that one. Just granted that he runs his mouth, he ends up jumping clout to clout, like, side to side, but my thing is, he said something about my first son, and he brought it up, and that should have been, that's automatically a no, you know? But, so that one's off on that one. But now the other guy, I could end up easily name dropping. Yeah, that one's Kevin Holland. I'm not a fan of Kevin. Me and him were boys back then, but he kind of crossed the line. And when he crossed it, it was a thing where that's a no. So it's like more of a on-site type of ordeal, or where I see you just know that something's going to end up awkwardly happening. So it's one of those situations. But but I can't be cool with somebody like that. Like, you know, it's one of those things. And at first he was cool, but trying to go behind your boy back, there's a line in respect to things, and you're not supposed to do it, and that's what he did. And granted, as in, if the person entertained it, it's the fact is in that me and you were close, you know, we were close. It's one of those things. But you end up, this is my whole moment of what I'm saying. Like, you know, when things start going downhill, people don't give you the full same respect. So now I'm working my way back up. So everybody and anybody that I dislike or whatnot, they're getting 100. They're getting my 100% me, as in me speaking my mind on them, whatever the case is. You know, so that's just how that is.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, awful situation, like talking about family should be off the table for sure. So, I mean, definitely an interesting situation, though. It seems like there's some prospective opponents here that could be intriguing for sure. But I guess one of the last things I kind of wanted to touch on here is just in relation to, you know, the fight outcome. Because I know certain fighters heavily kind of practice the visualization and just different outcomes that could happen in the fight, different, I guess, permutations of how the fight could possibly go. I guess presuming you're someone who does that, do you have a predominant, I guess, visualization for how you see this fight ending and all?
Granted, I'm aiming for my record. I'm aiming for a record. So the last time it was 7 seconds, I'm aiming for 6 seconds. I'm going to be real with you. And granted, I know this dude got a chin, so just know that I'm going to end up doubling up whatever I got to end up doubling up to get the fight done at the end of the day. Like, my mindset is always the same, and everybody that knows me knows that my mindset's always the same. Art is placed on how I end up delivering. And so if I'm able to break a set, you know, break my record, 6 seconds is what I'm aiming for.
Yeah, I mean, definitely would be an exciting proposition, and you've got a great track record of getting those quick finishes, so definitely one of those fights where people got to have all their food and their drinks together and all that. But I definitely appreciate you making a bit of time to talk before what's obviously a very consequential, exciting fight, Andre. But definitely do want to be mindful of your time and schedule as well, man. So just in saying that, is there any final parting thought you might want to add as we're kind of wrapping things up here, man?
No, simple and easy. BYB, August 10th. Make sure everybody and anybody that's close around, tune in, come visit, show love. End up come popping up and taking pictures with your boy. Regardless of the situation, come down and watch me perform. I'm about to end up doing something that most people have never ended up doing before, and that's automatically shine with a smile on their face with my cowboy boots. Let's hack that happen. And then, granted, you already know, thank you for having me. And shout out to all the every other organizations that that have been in and I'm touching foot in, like Team Combat League. Nothing but love to y'all. But again, it's BYB. August 10th, we're here to make noise and here to take over, and that's with me leading this pack. Let's make things work. Boom, boom.
It's definitely a stacked card at BYB 19, and very excited for this Carlos Alessandre fight for the welterweight championship. And again, to reiterate, thanks for the insights ahead of this great BYB Extreme card, and just looking forward to, you know, checking out the fight, man. But until then, you have a good rest of your day, Andre. Thank you for the time.
Hey, thank you, and thank you for having me, brother. Till next time.